So this should be fun. This is a, whatever, what is it, 36 random, funny, stupid, dirty, pervy questions.
All right. Which is the first region your eyes would wander to if you were to ever see me naked?
Your ass. Dead ass, though.
I'd have to say tits. I always tend to wander to the tits.
Tits are nice, but you specifically, it would be dead ass. Now, on most any female, like, in general, it would be tits. But you is dead ass.
Now, when was the first time you got a whiff of my body odor?
I have never smelled your body odor.
You must smell that stink. God, stink. Oh! I just got away from my own body odor.
I obsessively wear deodorant and smell good, so.
Oh, shit, here we go. If I'm feeling horny when you're around, do you think you'd realize it? And how do you think you'd recognize the signs?
You're always horny when I'm around. Because you're always regardless. Horny, period. Because you are exactly like me. So, yes, I would recognize it because we're the same fucking person. And I would know because we're the same fucking person. You exist and you're a ginger. So, period. End of story. Case closed.
What's the meanest thing you've ever done to get back at someone?
Oh, God. The meanest thing I've ever done to get back at someone?
Yeah. That's going to take some time to think about. You can't ask me that on the spot. I've done a lot of mean things.
I haven't done that many mean things. I mean, like, when I was a kid, I locked my nephew in a rabbit cage outside in a thunderstorm.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
But that was funny. Yeah. I mean, he didn't think so, but I thought so.
Did you ever play doctor when you were a child?
Yeah.
I played vet a lot.
I played doctor with the neighbor boy. He was the doctor, not me. It was weird. We're still friends.
Have you ever found something valuable on the street and kept it for yourself, even though you knew you could return it to the owner?
No. I don't think so.
If I did, I didn't know who the fuck to even take it to.
Yeah, I was saying, I don't remember doing it, if I did. So if I did, I was like probably a little kid or something.
Can you tell your funniest childhood memory that you can remember? That's a big question.
My funniest?
Yeah.
Okay. It was probably my mom. When my sister and my nephew lived with us, my mom always used to call me to bring her cigarettes to her when she was in the bathtub. And one time she wasn't thinking about it and she called my nephew to bring them to her while she was in the bath. And he brought him to her, not thinking. And all of a sudden, I just hear this god-awful scream. And my nephew comes bailing out of the bathroom because my mom was naked in the bathtub, which is his grandma. He's run screaming like a banshee out of the bathroom, falls onto the floor and starts like rubbing his face on the carpet like a dog after a bath, going, "My eyes, I just saw grandma naked." And it was the funniest thing that I have ever seen in my entire life. What about you?
Oh, shit. Fuck. I can't even think of that right now. I'm terrible at hitting questions on the spot like this. I suck at this.
You suck.
I do suck. I enjoy sucking.
I know. Me too. I'm really good at it, too. Or at least I used to be. I haven't done it in a long time, so. I hope it's like a bicycle and I just get back into it.
I'll tell you one thing that is weird that I remember, though. I remember out of my eyesight, and my eyes were like, I couldn't see peripheral vision. I think my eyes were still tiny, and I remember seeing this. And my grandma was holding me like a baby, mm-hmm. and my vision was little, mm-hmm. and she was feeding me vanilla pudding out of the little pudding cups. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking at the pudding cup and seeing that there was, like, nothing in it. Mm. And she puts that spoon in there and pulls out a whole bunch of vanilla pudding. And I remember being so shocked that she got that much pudding out of that cup.
Out of that empty cup.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God.
She's fucking magic.
And I don't know how I thought that, even if I was little, but I just remember thinking that there's nothing in there. And she goes in there and spoons that fucking vanilla pudding out of there. She pulled out a whole fucking spoonful of nothing. It amazed me. I still to this day remember it. All right. What are the things about me that you particularly like, and what is one thing you don't particularly like? Physical and...
psychological?
Yeah.
I fucking hate you. I cannot stand your ass. I swear for God.
Me too. Me too.
End of answer. I don't even know why we're sitting here right now.
I don't either. I... just... I don't even want... Don't touch me.
Don't fucking touch me. Ow. That was my fucking elbow. God damn it.
That's what you use. Instant karma. That's
it was instant that. Karma. That's okay. That's okay. That's why you're going to get herpes. It's fine.
What is the one word in my vocabulary that I use excessively?
Fuck.
Fuck. You fuck all the time.
Me too.
If it's a cuss word, that's my favorite. I excessively use
fuck
it.
And, like, cunt. Those are my two favorite words.
Do you think you could punch someone and knock them off their senses?
Yeah.
I think I could, too.
I know I could.
I've done it. Yeah. Whether it involved a 2x4 or not.
I was saying, that's not punching. That was a 2x4, but okay. Well, shit, if that's the case, then I've done it with a lead pipe.
Oh, listen to this one.
Oh, God.
If you had to make out with a friend of the same sex to save the world from aliens, who would you pick?
First of all, that's not even an actual legit question for me. Because, I've made out with Anna more times than I can count. Every time I get drunk, she tries to get me.
Like when we did that three-way kiss.
Yeah.
We sit all three kids.
Yeah. And then we're all just like, I ain't.
No, fuck
fine,
it.
Whatever. Okay, so like any friend or any like female that I know?
With a friend.
Okay. I have like two female friends, so it's between you and Anna. And I've already made out with Anna, so I have to pick you.
Damn it.
I have to pick you because I've already made out with her. It's not even because I want to. I literally have to. It's not even a choice. Like, I don't even want to.
If you had to have a sex change, which part of your body would you want enhanced more than anything else?
My dick.
Yeah, I would pick dick too.
My dick would be, well, it wouldn't have to be because it would be huge already, but.
My dick's huge.
I know, it's your whole leg.
Yeah. That amputated leg, that's actually my dick.
I know. It's crazy.
You gotta walk on something.
Yeah.
I've even got surgery to make the head look like a foot.
I know, that's why you walk with that weird limp.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Because it hurts, because it's sensitive at the tip.
Yeah, sensitive right at the tip.
Just the tip. You know you don't feel anything past the tip.
Yeah, apparently not. Oh, God. That was such a lie.
It better have been. I swear to God. Jesus.
Defense mechanism. You came too close.
I didn't get anywhere near you, but okay.
Ew. Oh, if we had... Ooh. Oh, my God.
That was a fucking interruption.
All right. Here's a good one.
Okay.
Where'd it go? Oh, if we had kids together someday in the future, what features, sex characteristics of mine and yours would you want to have the kids to have?
Well, we both have almost the exact same eyes, so that's good.
Yeah.
Because those would be good.
God forbid, not my attitude.
Well, we have the same attitude. Well, I don't know, though.
But as a child, it was bad.
That's true. Okay. Your hair color, though.
Yeah.
I want some little ginger babies.
Yeah. That'd be cute. I want a little ginger baby, too.
Yeah. We'd have some little ginger babies. They'd be smart like me.
Yeah, I'm not smart.
They'd be able to spell.
They can have a sailor mouth like me.
And me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if they had your peach and spediment.
Oh, God. My peach and spediment.
Yeah.
And freckles.
Yeah, and like your freckles. Like, well, if they were ginger babies, they'd have to have your little freckers.
My freckles. Yeah. But not my crooked nose.
No, they could have my little baby nose.
Yeah. My nose is crooked.
Yeah. It's okay. This kid's gonna be fucked.
When was the last time you felt possessive about me?
Me?
Yeah.
All the time. I'd be like, don't look at her. You just can't have other female friends, that's all. None.
Have you ever eavesdropped on me or peeked at me without my notice?
No, I tell you all the time. Look, yeah, hey, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, I can usually feel it.
I feel like, hey, I'm watching your ass.
Oh, personally, do you think size matters in reality?
It matters, but not in the way that people think it matters. Like, because it matters in different ways. There is too big.
Yes, there is too big.
Especially for me. I have had too big.
Yeah, same here.
Like, shit,
that's not pleasant at all.
No.
Guys are thinking, oh, I want a big dick.
No.
There's a point where it's just no. Girls will look at it and literally tell you no.
I have done that.
I have too.
Or I've, like, gotten to the point where, like, we got started and I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah. Like, it just doesn't, this feel is good not working. At a certain point. It's like, no, fuck no.
Like, that hurts. This is not working. This hurts. Get away from me. Don't touch me anymore. And I mean, there is too small. I mean, but I'd rather have, like, smaller and you know what you're doing than too big.
Yeah.
Because you can't do much if it's too big to even get it in.
Yeah.
I mean, yep. You can't do anything with that. If you can get it in and then work with it, that's one thing. If you can't even get it in, then you can't do anything with it.
All right, what about this one? Because this one's a hard one for me to answer.
Okay.
What gets you wet faster, phone sex or sexting?
Phone sex or a sex scene?
Or sexting.
Oh, sexting.
See, I would...
Okay.
I mean...
I would say phone sex because I like the voice. I like to hear that. Except... you've heard my phone sex story.
Except for when their mother picks up the phone.
Yeah, except for when their mother picks up the phone and says, Christian, what's going on here? And starts giggling and making comments about the things that you guys have been saying back and forth for the past 15 minutes. I never, ever, ever want to hear anyone's mother talk about fingering me. Especially when I'm 17. Or 16. Oh my God. I was 16. I was like, woman, you are like 36 years old. Please don't ever say you were going to shove two fingers in my pussy.
I can't say which one I've ever heard because I like both.
Really. I do too, but and
I mean, if you're good at sexting, you can definitely
absolutely
get me going.
Absolutely,
and if you're bad at phone sex, that's I would just laugh in your face. All right. Well, not in your face over the phone.
Well, yeah,
but I'm gonna laugh in your face at the phone.
You gonna hear it?
Yeah,
but no, but I do like to hear the voice, and I like to hear your reaction to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
I'm awkward with it though.
I am too.
I don't know what to say. I'm like, oh.
I'm weird. I'm kind of like a hypocrite because I can dish it out and I can talk so much shit, but I get so easily flustered. God damn, that scared it. Oh, I about left. Whew, somebody set off bombs out here. I about left. Whew. I get so easily flustered when somebody starts saying something that actually gets to me, and I start getting like, what's going on? You know?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay.
All right. While having sex, would you prefer getting on top or staying down in bed?
Top.
I have to have the motion.
Yeah.
Of it.
Like, I think that just comes from
But me. I will say being on bottom feels super good too.
If they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my thing. Like, I think my problem is that I very rarely have been with somebody who knows what they're doing. Cough, Chris.
Who is the biggest jerk/bitch you've ever come across in your life? You. You're the biggest bitch I know. And the biggest jerk. Which is not true. I would have to say some of my coworkers.
Yeah.
Have been the biggest bitches I've ever known.
Agreed. I'm the biggest bitch I know.
But they're different species of bitch. I'll tell you that.
Dicks, I can tell you that. Matt's the biggest jerk I know.
Have you ever accidentally and yet intentionally kissed someone or tried kissing someone?
Wait, did you say accidentally, intentionally?
Accidentally and yet intentionally kissed someone.
How do you accidentally and yet intentionally?
Maybe you accidentally did it, but you were intending on doing it anyways, but it kind of accidentally happened.
No.
Yes. On my part, it was, like, accident. accidentally, intentionally, because I didn't know it was about to happen, but I was intending on it to happen.
Accidentally on purpose.
Yeah. Just kind of fell into it.
Not literally.
Trip. When was the last time you scratched yourself down there in public? I do it every day. I got that gonorrhea for herpalitis.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Got them crabs. You got lobster.
If I got it, if I got it itchy, I'm itching. I don't care where I'm at. I won't pull a gun on my pants and itch it. On the outside, I'm just like, gotta get that real quick. If it itches, it itches. You know how often guys fix themselves in public? I mean, that's true.
That's true. That's true. You gotta do what you gotta do. I don't remember the last time, but I guarantee you, if my shit itches, I'm gonna scratch it. Fuck it.
Fuck it. If you felt, Amanda, that I was starting to get a crush on you, what would you do?
I would be concerned about you.
I would be too.
Because I'm hideous.
Well, I'm not interested in women, so you should have been concerned. But I would be concerned about me.
Well, yeah, I'd be concerned because of that too. But I mean, I told you not. You know, everybody's a little gay. But I'd be concerned about you because I'm hideous, not because I'm a woman.
If the world froze for an afternoon and only you could move and no one could see or remember what you did, what would you do?
Fuck Adam.
I would,
Wait, where are you going?
He's over there.
Okay, thank God. I thought it was bad.
I would definitely, see what David's dick looks like.
I was like, make sure everything in my
room. I'd definitely do that. Mm. Then I'd go through a couple people's phones just to see.
Yeah, just to be nosy.
Yeah.
I don't have anybody I'd, like, need... Hey, speaking of David.
I know. Is right there.
Okay. Anyway.
Fuck out of here, that shit. Sexy fucking beast.
Sexy little motherfucker. Anyway, oh, we still got like an hour. Fuck. Yeah. All right.
That was all the questions.
Oh.
Got 36. Mm. 50 sexy questions to ask a girl if you want to know how she's like in bed.
Oh God. Okay.
Number one. What does it feel like when you orgasm? I would say to me, it feels like a buildup, then like an explosion.
Yeah. Honestly, it depends on the orgasm. There are totally different kinds of orgasm.
I'm talking about like when I know, sometimes I can orgasm a little bit.
Yeah.
And then sometimes when it's a full-blown explosion.
Yeah, that's what I can say. There are different kinds of orgasm for me. There's the like, you know, okay, it's done.
Yeah.
Like, it happened. And then sometimes there's, like, the one where it's, like, I think I just died.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure I just died for a little bit. For a few seconds, I just... my entire body just died. Like, my soul just left my body and came back. I died.
What do you need to happen for your orgasm to be absolutely mind-blowing? Foreplay.
Tons of it.
For fucking play. I don't like too much foreplay.
Why not?
I don't like for it to just drag out for a long time. But you have got to do some kind. Finish it
the
all.
Whole time that anything is happening, I have to like constantly be mentally stimulated. Like my brain has to be in it the whole time.
Yeah.
It can't just be like foreplay and then the whole time we're fucking, you're just like in your own fucking world.
What's one thing you hesitated to try during sex but ended up loving?
Choking. Like me being choked.
Oh, fucking hell. I thought he was coming over here.
I wish he would.
What is on the back of his shirt? Is that a deer and a dog? I want that.
Let's go look. Crisis averted. We figured it out. Next question.
Yep. Wow. Actually, that's the same question because we never finished it. Oh, yeah, you did. You said choking.
Yeah. You never answered. And I meant me being choked, not choking someone else.
Let me see. What is one thing? I hesitated to try being eat or let somebody eat me out.
No.
But I ended up liking it when it did happen.
No.
I hesitate to let anybody. That's like so personal.
That's true. See, I'm weird about that because I like it, but I don't like it. Because I don't. I'm weird about letting people do it because most people aren't good at it. Most guys aren't good at it. They think they are.
Well, I'll say the first time I ever did that, it was like They were really good at it.
Yeah.
And I've never had a bad experience with it. I'm just so hesitant. To me, it's so fucking personal.
It is really, really personal. And, like, I'm so... And I think part of it is, number one...
And what if you taste bad or something? Well, that's my biggest fear. What if I taste bad and somebody does it? Like, what if one time I'm just like, I just don't taste that well? I mean, I've never been told I taste bad, but what if...
But, like, okay. Number one, I have to be in control of stuff a lot. And I have no control over what you're doing down there. But also... I am a pleasure dom, and you doing that does not give you pleasure. That's giving me pleasure, and that doesn't that counteracts my pleasure dom senses here, you know. So, but I like it when it's really good, and when it's really good, it's really fucking good, and I am like putty. I will fucking melt. I will probably like worship the ground you walk on if you're good at it. But it's just that I've only ever had one guy that was actually really good at it, and that was Will. And he's gay, so go figure.
How did you learn to masturbate, and how old were you when you first succeeded?
I don't know how I learned to do it. I just did it. Yeah.
I mean, people talk about it enough, you kind of just know.
Well, and I think it was one of those things where, like, I just kind of started doing things that felt good.
I'll be honest with you, when I first succeeded was when I was 23 years old, and I'm only 24.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Because I never had a masturbator. I always had somebody I could go to.
I think I was like 13.
I mean, from the first time I had sex, when I first lost my virginity, after that I've never had to masturbate. I always had somebody to go to.
Yeah. No, I was like 13 when I first started actually doing it.
I can't remember if I was doing it before that, before I lost my virginity. Yes, I was. So I can't say I think I actually first succeeded when I was, like, last year. What's your favorite kind of foreplay? Oh, God. Playing with the titties.
Like, neck kissing.
Oh, and that, God, that makes
like,
me
I have one spot that's, like, right here. It's, like, right behind that little, like, crook of your jaw right here. Like, right near your ear, but close, like, down on your neck. Don't touch that.
Mine's, like, in the middle of the neck, like, on the side.
I don't know. It's almost under my jawline. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I'm like, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. I, like, you don't touch it. Like, Gary accidentally touched it once, and I was like, don't touch it! Please don't touch it! Like, it was even unintentional, because he, like, walked by, and he was just messing with me, and he went like that, and I was like, don't touch it! Like, don't touch it. Like, I freaked out.
If you had to choose, would you be a dominatrix or a submissive?
Oh, that's such a hard choice for me. But I'm a trained dominatrix, so
I would be dominatrix. Say I like to be submissive in certain situations. I like to be bossed around and
that's
grabbed
my thing.
And hair pulled and told what to do.
Right, I'm a switch, but I lean heavy toward dominant. But every now and then, something comes along and I'm just like, yeah, I'd let you beat my ass.
What's the nastiest thing you've ever said to get someone off?
The nastiest thing?
Yeah. I don't know, but I'm trying to get some off. I can say a lot of
I was going to say, I've probably said some pretty nasty
and I don't usually
shit.
Remember
like,
them
I don't
after
remember
I finish.
It. Yeah, because usually it's when like, I'm really drunk.
To
so.
Get somebody off, I could talk dirty, but then mm-hmm. I don't remember it afterwards.
But usually I'm really drunk, too. Like, the more drunk I am, the more, like, depraved I become. I turn into this like just nasty ass porn star.
Do you like taking naked photos of yourself? Not full body.
No.
Do not do ass and tits, sure.
Yeah.
I like taking photos of those. I got a nice ass and I got nice tits.
Yeah, I like taking artistically like angled naked photos.
Yeah, I'm sad. I can't be taking full body picture like that.
I gotta make it, you know. Make it appealing. Make it look like I look decent when I'm really fucking hideous.
Oh. What's your personal record for the number of people you've had sex with in one night?
In one night? People or guys?
Mom, Times, actually.
Oh, Times?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. That changed the whole game.
That changed the entire game. Okay. So, the amount of... All right. That's a loaded question, because does that mean start, stop, the amount of orgasms, the amount, like... There's a lot going on there. The amount of times you've had sex.
I don't know. I could say a lot because.
Yeah.
I'm assuming how many times you go to stop.
Yeah, because.
Or how many times you get off.
Yeah, because if it's how many times you get off, that's one number.
Because if it's how many times, you, like, how many start, times you get off, I would have been had multiple sex a lot.
Yeah.
Because but I get off more than once.
So it's got to be like start, stop. So like, you had sex, you stopped, you know, did whatever, cuddle, talk,
had sex
do again. Whatever, yeah, and then had sex again. So that's what we're going to go with.
Yeah.
In one night?
Yeah.
God damn. Fuck. Like 15?
I can't remember. I don't count. I mean,
I'm just guessing somewhere around there. It was a lot. I know I couldn't like walk straight. The next day, at all.
Remember that time I tried anal and couldn't walk? Or like I had a cord cop up my ass. I do not like anal, everybody. Just
No. Anal is not my deal. That's not my jam.
It hurt a lot.
No, it's not my jam. I've tried it twice.
Yeah, that was the second time I tried it. The first time wasn't too bad. Second time I tried it.
The first time I tried it, I was 16. It was with Christian, my first boyfriend. And it was one of those things where he was the one who was all like, you can't say you don't like something if you've never tried it.
That's what I got told.
And I was like, okay, I'll try it. Tried it, fucking hated it. Okay.
Gave it another shot.
Yeah, then with John, I was like, all right, we're going to try this one more time. No. Still didn't like it. And that was like 8 years later. Still didn't like it. Still hurt. Nothing goes up my asshole. I mean, I could probably like tolerate like a small butt plug or like a finger, but that's about the height of that. And I still don't want that. That ain't for me.
I don't like anything on my ass. It hurts me.
I don't like it. I don't want it.
Asshole.
But I could tolerate it for someone else's benefit. That ain't what I want. It's not for me. I don't want anything touching my asshole. I'm not into it. My asshole just needs to be left alone. It likes to be alone. It's, you know, solitary.
In what position do you orgasm most reliably?
Doggy style. Jesus.
Yes. What's your favorite way to get a man off? I prefer he get off while we're having sex. So he's like, I got some good pussy.
Yeah. Plus, I just...
Or a blowjob, because I'm really good at blowjobs.
Yeah, I like blowjobs, but, like, I don't know. I have this, like, super fetish for, like, just being a Twinkie.
I do, too.
I do, too. I love being a Twinkie.
I do, too.
I love for a dude to come in me.
I do, too. Okay, that's a feeling.
It sounds really gross, but I just like the way it feels.
That's a feeling that is like, wham!
Yeah.
It is awesome. And then it can immediately make me get off afterwards.
Yeah, because I'm just like, hell yeah. Because you can feel that, like, that throbbing, the twitching thing.
Yeah.
It's like, then hell warmth, yeah.
And then it's like,
yeah. And
ooh.
You can feel it. And yeah.
Yep.
Like, super soaker in there.
Yeah. Hold on. What, if anything, makes you feel vulnerable when you're naked with someone?
Everything.
Yeah.
I'm gross.
Yeah, me too. I don't like
to be naked.
No.
At all. I don't like to be naked.
What makes you feel vulnerable is the light.
What makes me feel vulnerable? Me. Myself and I. I don't even like to be naked alone.
What makes you feel comfortable with naked with someone? The dark. Blankets. Sheets.
If it was comforters. Stevie Wonder, maybe.
Comforters.
If they were blind.
The fact that they can't see.
Maybe if they were extremely drunk.
What's your favorite part of a man's body?
Oh, God. Arms. I love a man with nice arms. Or a nice chest.
Or hands.
Oh, my God. Oh, man hands.
Nice hands.
Oh, fuck. I'm, like, subscribed to the subreddit for man hands, okay? So that's how fucked up I am. Ooh, I want to see Adam's hands.
What's your favorite part of your own body?
Oh, Jose's doing stuff out there. I was like, ooh, do I hear dogs? I want to look at Adam's hands. I've never looked at his hands.
I've seen David's hands. I've looked at him a couple times just to see.
I need to look at Adam's
hands. He's cut his fingernails more often than he does.
I'm going to look at Adam's hands when he comes back this way. Anyway.
What's your favorite part of your own body? My ass and my tits.
My eyes and my legs.
I think my ass and my tits are my favorite part. Oh, I forgot one that I wanted to read. Where'd it go? Hold on just a second. Where the fuck did it go? Are you a screamer or a moaner?
Moaner. Unless it's really good.
I will scream if it's good.
I have had a screaming orgasm before. Like, because I'm normally quiet.
I'm a moaner all the time, but yeah. If it's good, I will scream.
I'm normally quiet. Like, I'm just not. Quiet. Not quiet, like I don't make any noise. Unless it's bad, then it's Silent Library. I ain't faking it for nobody, but... Like, normally I like quiet moans, whimpers, whatever. But I have had screaming orgasms where it was like, I have no control over the noises that, like, that are coming out of my fucking mouth. Like, if I tried to hold them back, I would probably explode and die. Like, I have no control over this whatsoever.
Have you ever had an erotic fantasy come true? Yes. Yes, I have.
Have I? No.
Who's the one person in this world you wish you could fuck?
Right now?
Yeah.
Adam.
David. God. If he just let me. Oh!
Just one time. Just one time. It's probably going to be terrible. Because I've hyped it up in my head so much. It's probably going to be fucking awful. But I just want it.
Do you like it rough or gentle? Rough.
Rough normally, but I could go for gentle every once in a while. But mostly rough. Like, you know.
How would you describe the taste of your own vagina? I don't know. I'm not that flexible.
Well, I'm assuming, like...
Put your hand down there and then taste your hand?
Well, like, yeah. Or, like, if your guy went down on you and then you kissed him.
I don't taste anything. I've had him do that before. Yeah, I don't taste anything.
I mean, it tastes like nothing. Okay.
All right.
Moved it outside. Let's go.
How seriously do you take your sex life? Very seriously.
Well, right now, it's non-existent, but when it is existent, I take it very seriously.
I have to have it. I can't. I just can't.
You just can't.
I just can't. What turns you on the most about the opposite sex?
Oh, God. I don't even know. Like...
Their dicks?
their dicks?
Their dicks?
Jesus. I don't know, like, confidence, but not being cocky. I hate a cocky motherfucker.
I hate cocky, too. I like confidence, though.
Yeah, like, confidence without being cocky. But also, like, just being nice to me. Like, but not, you know, I don't know, it's hard to explain. Like, I love a motherfucker that's nice to me, like, out in public, but mean to me in the bedroom.
Have you ever had sex with two different people in one night?
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
At the same time. It was a threesome.
How good are you faking an orgasm? I can fake an orgasm.
I could. I just choose not to anymore.
Sometimes when I just wanted to end, I'll fake it.
Mm. Yeah.
How many different people have you had great sex with? Oh, shit. Okay.
Great sex?
Yeah. I got a big list of people I've had sex with, so it's hard for me to say.
Great sex, one. Two, if you count me.
What's the one sex act you want to try before you die? Mm. I said axe, not act.
Sex axe.
That's a little...
That's scary. That sounds violent. Before I die?
I mean, if I want to try it, I usually just try it.
I would like to have a threesome with two dudes.
I would, too. That would be fun.
Yeah. I'm an overachiever like that.
I would like to try that. Just to see how that goes.
Yeah.
Eiffel Tower my ass.
Right?
What is your biggest sexual fear?
My biggest sexual fear?
That's why I don't do anal, friends. Scared that there's gonna be shit on that dipstick.
You don't want any oil on the dipstick.
No. You don't need no extra lube there. That is so nasty. No, see? No.
That's disgusting. No. Oh, God. You. No. That's fucking horrible. I don't know. Fuck. My biggest sexual fear. I don't know. I've always had this, like, ongoing fear that I'm going to be fucking somebody and they're going to die while I'm fucking them. But I think that's why I don't go for older guys. Because I'm like, what if I fuck this dude to death? Because I'm going to still finish.
What if you accidentally, like, break somebody's dick? Can you break a dick?
Yeah.
But isn't it muscle?
Well, yeah, but you can still, like, you can fuck it up.
Oof. That's not painful. What does your ideal penis look like? Mine.
I don't know. I haven't seen
it. I know, guys. Yet. I do not have a penis. I'm a female. But I do have a penis. My leg. My whole leg is
my penis. I have two of them in a drawer at home.
I have one at home. Remember when we bought it?
Yeah. I have two because when I went to Nancy's, I bought this one. Its name is Alejandro the Pool Boy.
Oh, goodness.
That's what they named it on the box. It looks like a real dick, too. It's got balls and everything. Okay. And it's like it's like skin tone. And it's supposed to feel like the real dicks, but it does not feel like a real dick. That's not what a dick feels like. It feels kind of weird, actually. I don't like it. It's all jiggly. But it has the suction cup on the bottom. And I swear to God, I'm going to get me one of those, like, hip holsters so I can do that thing on Jackass where he, like, whips it at the wall and it sticks and it goes.
Oh, God.
Yep, that's good.
I've seen that.
I'm going to do that. I just totally squirreled. I don't even know what the question was.
What was your ideal penis look like? I'd say about 8 or 9 inches.
Yeah.
Thick. It's got to be thick. Nice and thick. Not thick. Too thick, but thick.
Yeah.
Got to have a curve. Got some veins.
Some veins.
Nice.
I don't know what my ideal dick looks like because I haven't seen Adam's dick yet.
To be honest with you, I think David's scared to do anything with me because he's got a little dick.
I think
he's got a little dick. He doesn't look like he have a big dick now that I look back at him.
And his attitude just tells me he probably doesn't.
Yeah, I don't think he's got a big dick. I think he's scared of it because he's got a little dick.
Maybe that's what's wrong with Matt, too. Maybe that's why he wouldn't let me suck his dick.
Yeah, maybe he's got a little dick.
That's why he's at the gym all the time.
We answered all the questions.
Well, that was fun.
Yep, there you guys go. You guys know a shit ton of stuff about us now.
Now you guys know all the important information, so do it that way, you will.
Yep.
And that was interesting.
That was interesting.
And we should do this more often.
Yep.
That was fun. And you guys can ask us more questions. And
yeah, you can suggest questions.
Yeah, that'll be fun. We'll just answer all of your questions.
Yeah. Well, have a nice day.
Next time, we won't even be sober.
Yep. Next time, next time we'll be brutally honest.
Yeah, more so.